Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and Tirmer Zekas Menachos Daf Kuf Gimel the 12th Parak HaMenachos VaHanesachim. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that one who says Hari Alai Mincha Mina Saorim, it is hereby upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which is impossible for a voluntary mincha. Yavi Minachitim, he must bring a mincha from wheat. Similarly, if he vowed to bring a mincha of kemach, ordinary flour, instead of solus, fine flour, or without oil and lavona, only half an isaron, he must bring a proper mincha. The Gemara said he should be exempt because this impossible stipulation should be considered an immediate retraction. Chizkiah says this mission falls by Shammai, who holds tvos lashon rishon, grass, meaning give primacy to the first phrase. Therefore, his pledge to bring a mincha requires bringing one properly, and his second expression is ignored. Rav Yochanan says Beis Hillel can agree with the Mishnah and the cases where he said, Ilu ha'yisi yodeh she'ein nodin kach, had I known that one could not vow this improper way, lo ha'yisi nodin kach el kach, I would not have vowed this way, but that way, meaning a proper mincha. Chizkiah later agrees with Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, noting that the Mishnah specifically discussed a neder to bring a mincha of barley, which is a reasonable error, but not one who vowed a mincha of lentils. Pointing to the next Mishnah teaches that one may donate a mincha of up to 60 isronos and bring it in a single kli. But if he donates a mincha of 61 isronos, it must be divided into two kelim. The Mishnah first explains that since the tzibur brings a total of 61 isronos on Sukkos, which falls out on a Shabbos, an individual should bring one isaron fewer. However, Rabbi Shimon objects to this reason since the tzibur's menachos cannot be mixed together and explains instead, Achishim yachoin lebalel, until 60 isaron, the flour and oil are able to be mixed, but not with more than 60 isaron. They ask him, is it possible that 60 isaron can be mixed but 61 cannot? He replied, Kol midas chachamim ken. All the chachamim's measurements are so, meaning they're precise. For example, a person can immerse himself in 40 saw, but not in 40 saw minus a kartov, which is 1/64 of a log. In a braisa, Rabbi Shimon provides more examples. A kabeah of food can transmit tumah, but the volume of a sesame seed less cannot. Cloth, which is 3x3 tefachim, can contract tumas midras, but a single thread less cannot. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon explained that a neder of 61 isronos must be divided into two kelim, because this amount of flour cannot be properly mixed with the oil. The Gemara asks why this is a problem, since the Mishnah states, im lebalo kasher, if he did not mix the flour and oil, the mincha is still valid. Rabbi Zera answers, Korui labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ain bila ma'akeves bo. The mixing is not critical and the mincha is valid without it. But any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of the incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akeves bo, the mixing is critical to it and the mincha is invalid. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, the one who says, Hari Alai Mincha Mina Saorim, it is hereby upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which is impossible for a voluntary mincha, Yavi Minachitim, he must bring a mincha from wheat. Similarly, if he vowed to bring a mincha of kemach, ordinary flour, instead of solus, fine flour, or without oil and lavona, only half an isaron, he must bring a proper mincha. The Gemara said he should be exempt because this impossible stipulation should be considered an immediate retraction. Chizkiah says this mission falls by Shammai, who holds tvos lashon rishon, grass, meaning give primacy to the first phrase. Therefore, his pledge to bring a mincha requires bringing one properly, and his second expression is ignored. Rav Yochanan says Beis Hillel can agree with the Mishnah and the cases where he said, Ilu ha'yisi yodeh she'ein nodin kach, had I known that one could not vow this improper way, lo ha'yisi nodin kach el kach, I would not have vowed this way, but that way, meaning a proper mincha. Chizkiah later agrees with Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, noting that the Mishnah specifically discussed a neder to bring a mincha of barley, which is a reasonable error, but not one who vowed a mincha of lentils. Pointing to the next Mishnah teaches that one may donate a mincha of up to 60 isronos and bring it in a single kli. But if he donates a mincha of 61 isronos, it must be divided into two kelim. The Mishnah first explains that since the tzibur brings a total of 61 isronos on Sukkos, which falls out on a Shabbos, an individual should bring one isaron fewer. However, Rabbi Shimon objects to this reason since the tzibur's menachos cannot be mixed together and explains instead, Achishim yachoin lebalel, until 60 isaron, the flour and oil are able to be mixed, but not with more than 60 isaron. They ask him, is it possible that 60 isaron can be mixed but 61 cannot? He replied, Kol midas chachamim ken. All the chachamim's measurements are so, meaning they're precise. For example, a person can immerse himself in 40 saw, but not in 40 saw minus a kartov, which is 1/64 of a log. In a braisa, Rabbi Shimon provides more examples. A kabeah of food can transmit tumah, but the volume of a sesame seed less cannot. Cloth, which is 3x3 tefachim, can contract tumas midras, but a single thread less cannot. And point number three, Rabbi Shimon explained that a neder of 61 isronos must be divided into two kalim, because this amount of flour cannot be properly mixed with the oil. The Gemara asks why this is a problem, since the Mishnah says, imul balo kosher, if he did not mix the flour and oil, the mincha is still valid. Rabbi Zera answers, korui labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ein bila ma'akeves bo. The mixing is not critical, and the mincha is valid without it. But any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of the incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akeves bo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. Alright, so now we go to Simon Daf Kuf Gimel, and our standard simon is kugel. Kugel, so here goes. The kugel chef, stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos, like the size of his mega kugel, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos. And kol she'eino rui labila, bila ma'akeves bo. So once again, it's a motion. The kugel chef, that must be on Daf Kuf Gimel. The kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, the one who says, Hari layu mincha mina sa'orim, it's hereby upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which is impossible for a voluntary mincha, yavi mina chitim, he must bring a mincha from wheat. The Gemara explains that the mishnah can go according to Beis Shammai, who holds tefos lashem rishon, give primacy to the first phrase, and can also go according to Beis Hillel in the case where one said that if he had known it was improper mincha, he would have pledged a proper one. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos, which reminds us, the next mishnah teaches that one may donate a mincha of up to 60 isronos and bring it in a single kli, but if he donates a mincha of 61 isronos, it must be divided into two kalim. Rabbi Shimon explains, Achishim yechon lubawel, until 60 isronos, the flour and oil are able to be mixed, but not with more than 60 isaron. They asked him, is it possible that 60 isaron can be mixed, but 61 cannot? He replied, Kol midas chachamim ken. All the sages' measurements are so, meaning they're precise. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley, then he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos. And kol she'en ru labila, bila ma'akeves bo, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon explained that a neder of 61 isronos must be divided into two kelim, because this amount of flour cannot be properly mixed with the oil. The Gemara asks why this is a problem, since the Mishnah states, imul balo kosher, if he didn't mix the flour and oil, the mincha is still valid. Rabbi Zera answers, kol rui labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, in bila ma'akeves bo. The mixing is not critical, and the mincha is valid without it. But kol she'en rui labila, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of the incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akeves bo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. So once again, the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugel, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos. And kol she'en ru labila, bila ma'akeves bo. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back chazara, Daf Tzadi Tes. So the simon Daf Tzadi Tes is a cheetah. So here goes. When a cheetah, that must be on Daf Tzadi Tes. When a cheetah entered the Mikdash and ate the breads off the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Mali Makodesh, Ve'en Moridin, which reminds us, in addition to the Shulchan HaZahav in the Heichal, there were two tables in the Ulam, one of silver, Rashi says it was marble, but white like silver, and one of gold. The Kohanim placed the Lechem on the silver table as they were entering the Heichal and on the gold table upon exiting, Shemalim Makodesh Ve'en Moridin, because we ascend in matters of Kedusha but do not descend, so the Lechem is not placed under the silver table after being on the golden shulchan in the Heichal. So when a cheetah entered the Mikdash and ate the breads off of the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh, and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim Bekodesh Vein Maridin, the Kohen giving a shir nearby on the three lavin for forgetting one's Torah, which reminds us, Reish Lakish taught, Kol Meshacheach Davar Echad Matamudu Over Belav, anyone who causes even one word of his Torah learning to be forgotten transgresses a prohibition, as the Pasuk says, Yishamer Al Chaushmor Nafshachon Mo'od Pen Tishkach Esedvarim, beware for yourself and greatly guard your soul, lest you forget the things that you saw at Har Sinai. And the term Hishamer constitutes a love. Ravina says Hishamer and Pen constitute two loving, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says Ushmor constitutes a third love. So when a cheetah entered the Mikdash and ate the breads off of the silver table used for bringing them into the Kodesh and the gold table used for taking them out because Malim B'Kodesh Vein Moridin, the Kohen giving a shir nearby on the three loving for forgetting one's Torah, had his Talmidim go and chase it since they at least fulfilled their obligation of Lo Yamush by saying Shema in the morning and at night, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami taught, Afil Loshana Adam El Perek Echad Shachris Uperek Echad Arvis. Even if a person only learned one chapter of Torah in the morning and one chapter in the evening, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Hazem Mipicho. This book of the Torah shall not leave your mouth. Rather, you shall contemplate it day and night. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai taught that even reciting Shema in the morning and evening fulfills Lo Yamush. Rabbi Yochanan added that it's forbidden to tell this before Amei Ha'aretz, but Rava says it's a mitzvah to do so. Daf Kuf, so the Simon Daf Kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The Kohen's monkeys, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf, monkey. The Kohen's monkeys who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the Bezichi Lavona from their Lechem Apanim playset on the wrong day, which reminds the Gemara discusses what to do if the Lechem Apanim or Lavona were put on or removed from the Shulchan on the wrong day. So the Kohen's monkeys who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the Bezichi Lavona from their Lechem Apanim playset on the wrong day, and couldn't return the kemitzah to the clay shards when it did the kemitzah at night, thereby making it puzzle. Which reminds the Gemara discusses if the clay shards or the shulchan are makadish shelo bezmanan, and if Lila is mechuser's man. So the Kohen's monkeys who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the bezichi lavona from the lechem apanim playset on the wrong day, and couldn't return the kemitzah to the clay shards when it did the kemitzah at night, thereby making it puzzle, prepared bunches of bananas to consume while they waited 3 days from the day the Shtei Lechem was baked to eat it, since Shavuos that year fell out on a Sunday. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses possible days the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim can be eaten because baking is not Doche Yantav or Shabbos. Daf Kuf Off. So the Simon Daf Kuf Off is a bird caller going, caw, caw. So here goes. The bird caller who called, caw, caw. The bird caller called, caw, caw. That must be on Daf Kuf Aleph. The bird caller who called caw caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tower grain he'd redeemed before it got Kedush Zaguf, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the 12th break began, Hamanachos v'Nesachim Shinitmu, Manachos and Nesachim which became Tameh, then Adshu Akidsh B'Kli, before they were sanctified in Kli Sharis, they can be redeemed because they only have Kedushas Damim, monetary sanctity, but after receiving Kedush Zaguf in the Kli Sharis, they cannot be redeemed. Shmuel says the Kedushas Damim of Manachos and Nesachim, before being placed in the Kli Sharis, can even be redeemed while they are tower and still viable for offering. So the bird caller who called caw caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he had redeemed before it got Kedush Zaguf watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree which could not become tame because they are asur b'hana with no shasa kosher. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshai said he heard that Rabbi Shimon holds that a mincha which was made pigel is not susceptible to tuma. Rabbi Shimon said that orla, klai kerim, and other items which are asur b'hana are not susceptible to tuma. So the bird caller called caw caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tower grain he'd redeemed before it got Kedush Zaguf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree, which cannot become tummy because they are asur b'hana with no shasa kosher, onto the meat of a par duma which can be makabo tumas ochlin because ko omid lipados kefadui dummy, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds, ko ha omid lipados kefadui dummy, anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. As he taught in a braisa, par metame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechta par duma contracts food tuma, despite being asur b'hana because it had a shasa kosher, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. That's because it's a mitzvah to redeem it if a better cow is found. Kuf Beis. So the Simran Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. When the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochun, even though the Zrika could have been done, he hid it in a cave. Cave? That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. When the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, even though the Zrika could have been done, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if the potential for Zrika is considered a Shasa kosher for Tuma. So when the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, even though the Zrika could have been done, he hid it in the cave because the potential for Zrika did take off the Isser Me'ila, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua says that any carbon which had a Shas Heter, a moment of permissibility to Kohanim, before becoming invalidated is no longer subject to Me'ila because it's no longer Kadshi Hashem. Rav Ashi explains that Me'ila depends on the carbon's Kedusha or lack of Kedusha. Once its Kedusha leaves, being fit for Zrika, it can never return. So when the Kohen heard that his pigul meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, even though the Zrika could have been done, he hid it in a cave because the potential for Zrika did take off the Yisr Mi'ila, right next to some meat from a Par Duma, which was considered burnt, but still Makabel Tuma because of Chibas HaKodesh, which reminds us, Chibas HaKodesh renders that which is Omer Lisrov as food for Tuma, such as in the case of a Par Duma. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which duff did the second base of Migdash had an image of Shushan HaBira on the eastern gate? That's on duff. Tzadiches. Good. Number 2. Which duff do you discuss the source for Malim B'Kodesh V'lo Maridin? That's on duff. Tzadites. Good. Number 3. Which duff do we learn that Chibas HaKodesh renders that which is Omer Lisrov as food for Tuma, such as in the case of Par Duma? That's on duff. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 4. Which duff do you discuss if the potential for Zrika is considered a Shasa Kosher for Tuma? That's on duff. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 5. Which duff do we learn that the rabbis are very precise, knowing that 60 Isrona flour can be mixed with oil, but not 61 Isronos? That's on duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which duff do we learn that Me'ila depends on the carbon's Kedusha or lack of Kedusha? That's on duff. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 7. Which duff do we learn that if one vows to bring a mincha of barley, he must bring one from wheat? That's on duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we learn that Rabbi Shimon holds called Omer Lipados Kefarui Dami? Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. That's on duff. Kuf Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which duff do you discuss the orientation of the menorah and the identity of their Ner Ma'aravi? That's on duff. Tzadiches. Good. Number 10. Which duff do we learn Koshe Ein Meru Labila Bila Ma'akevas Bo? That's on duff. Kuf Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.